26-year-old Wafa Alabaidat is a successful businesswoman in Bahrain. We're sitting together overlooking the sea and the beautiful Ahmed Al Fattah Grand Mosque in Bahrain. Like everyone else in the tiny Arabian Gulf country, her life changed dramatically when the demonstrations of the 14th of February began.
I think Bahrain is one of the kindest nations on earth, and this will never change. Our people are open-minded and humble.
Few had imagined waking on that February morning to find friends and family members on opposing sides of a political divide. Fewer still could have envisaged the argument turning to violence.
It's extremely sad that Bahrain has had to suffer the turmoil that it did, but we can't cry about it and we can't go back.
The 14th of February 2011 was the 10th anniversary of a referendum in favour of constitutional rule of the kingdom. Amongst the reforms that followed was a democratically elected parliament. But some remained disenfranchised and planned peaceful demonstrations to demand the constitution be rewritten. What had begun as light-hearted demonstrations soon turned violent, and over the following weeks the trouble intensified. The country split along sectarian boundaries, and there was an increasing number of injuries and deaths on all sides of the divide. One young Bahraini man, Mohammed Al-Daisi, realised that the violence had to stop. He established a public forum known as the Bahrain Debate. The debate resonated with the youth across the country, and it encouraged young people to speak their minds and share ideas in a safe environment. Young Bahrainis were trying to move forward from the violence together. Mohammed's initiative paved the way for further open dialogue and encouraged others to join in cross-community activities, often in culture, sports and the arts. Wafa was one of the many young people inspired by Mohammed's initiative. She recognised the need for reconciliation within the country. Her faith in fellow Bahrainis had not wavered.
Bahrain is a very tolerant society and always has been. There are many resulted torn relationships between siblings, husbands and wives because of what happened, and we need to reach out to people and communities to rebuild those relationships.
She's proud of her country, but she's also pragmatic and knows that to reconcile, people have to adapt. There are many parallels with the conflicts in Northern Ireland, and Bahrainis on all sides of the divide are working with Irish groups to understand their valuable lessons on how reconciliation was achieved there.
I think we need reconciliation, but that will come if we focus on people. I don't want to see two of my friends not talking to each other. I don't want to lose another friend. And I don't want children going to different schools because they have different opinions.
In Bahrain, people on all sides of the issue are polarized on how they see the future of the country. Wafa takes a personal responsibility.
I could also be a part of the problem because I have been caught up in this emotional roller coaster and lost many people along the way. It may not be possible to rebuild all the personal relationships, but we must all try to reconnect with each other.
In most of Bahrain, life continues as normal. The country's not a war zone, and during the week, people go to work and attend universities and schools. In the evening and at weekends, families go to cinema or to the shopping malls. Bahrain has a thriving cultural and sports scene, and people continue to participate in their hobbies. Wafa says these organizations can play an important role in bringing reconciliation.
Activities like sports and culture events help bring people back together because we can focus on our passions and on each other instead of on politics. Me personally, I'm a part of a ladies' football league across the country. What's fantastic is it brings us together, as does the Bahraini community of artists that I belong to. What we're trying to do is find areas where we can do what we love and give back for the benefit of all.
Wafa is not only involved in a ladies' football league, but she also dedicates much of her energy and spare time to establishing cultural centres across Bahrain. Malja, as she calls her project, is targeted especially at young people.
Melja is a conceptual art hub created by young people for young people, where artists and designers can gather to exhibit work and also conduct workshops to support the creative community.
But her vision for Malja is much more than an arts and cultural centre. It's a place of refuge. It's a place where people can meet in safety, free from destructive peer pressures, and get to know each other, and through newfound friendships can work for peace.
A space like Melja, which means refuge in Arabic, will be a much needed step forward in the reconciliation process.
It will take time, but with the work of people like Wafa, Bahrain's history of peace and tolerance will prevail. For DW in Bahrain, I'm John Ridley.